Welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast. It's the 29th of January, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, Eric Pfeiffer, and CJ Miller here today with the news as well. On the Hat podcast, made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com. Coming up in the news, an Indiana ag tech company that picked up quite an award at the American Farm Bureau annual convention, and how the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team is reaching out this winter. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin predicts very mild temperatures with some rain in the Indiana forecast. And the markets turned around to go higher yesterday. We'll have market commentary with Arlen Suderman on the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers, we know that farming takes grit. From unpredictable weather to market fluctuations, our farmers face challenges. Since 1885, we've watched them weather those challenges without fail. That's why we're proud to help power farmers with financial products, services, and expertise built around the seasonal nature of agriculture that lets them continue powering our local communities. Is it time to expand your operation? Visit us at ffbt.com or stop by a local branch to get started. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Attention farmers, a big part of the Keystone Cooperative Advantage is reinvesting in the business to better serve farmer members. To support this effort, they're partnering with Purple Wave Auction to sell over 150 pieces of quality equipment this January and February, including over 70 sprayers and spreaders with brands ranging from Case to John Deere and Rogator. And there's so much more selling in these auctions. Get registered today at purplewave.com.
An Indiana company, a big winner at the Farm Bureau Convention and mental health workshops across the state. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. An Indiana-based ag tech company was the big winner this week at the American Farm Bureau Annual Convention in San Antonio. CJ Miller is here. CJ, how big we talking?
A first place prize of $100,000 is what the folks from GRIP are bringing back home to Indiana. Tracy Wiedmeyer is the co-founder and CEO of GRIP, and he says that Farm Bureau has been instrumental in supporting their new company.
The awareness that they've brought to GRIP, I mean, they've introduced us to some wonderful people across ag, farmers, industry experts, just a ton of confidence in terms of what we're solving exists everywhere in ag. We're so grateful to be part of that program, and Farm Bureau is just bringing it to folks that need this solution in every state, and that makes all the difference for us.
How can GRIP help farmers?
We provide operational record keeping and communication tools for farmers. So we allow them to track anything important to their operation that they can put a QR code on, a sticker, a magnet, a zip-tied PVC card. Tracking isn't necessarily unique. The thing we've added that's novel for GRIP is the ability for your team to have communications around that thing.
Wiedmeyer adds that the GRIP system also offers a number of additional benefits, including language translation.
The benefits on the tracking side are there's very little software used to alert folks when to fix something or what the service intervals are. And so the simple part is being able to remind folks of when things need to be maintained or things that need to be fixed perhaps after the harvest season. They've got a lot of Spanish speakers, a lot of agriculture does, so we automatically translate Spanish to English back and forth.
Read more about GRIP at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
One of the greatest advantages of working with your local farmer-owned cooperative is sharing in its success. Keystone Cooperative is thrilled to announce over $68 million in patronage, all being paid back to our farmer owners after a historic 2024. That's 57% of our profits going directly to the farmers who own us. Unlike private or publicly owned companies, Keystone reinvests in Main Street, not Wall Street. We're proud to return this $68 million to farmers across Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. The Keystone Cooperative Advantage, centered on you.
The Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team will be holding winter workshops around the state over the next several weeks to discuss mental health.
All of these meetings will feature agronomic speakers, PARP credits, and a meal, all for no charge, thanks to the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance.
That's Abby Heidenreich with the Purdue Extension Farm Stress Team, who says when people hear mental health discussion, they immediately think of sitting in a circle, holding hands, and singing kumbaya. And that's not what's happening here.
So what we will be doing is just discussing the basics and the science behind mental health, how your mental health affects your body, how it affects the work that you do, and your bottom line as a business. So there's a lot of really great information. It's not going to be a therapy session. It's more just like all the agronomy topics. It's information for you to make decisions for your farming operation.
And Heidenreich says, make no mistake, if your mind and body are not performing at peak levels due to stress, your farm operation will see the impacts of that.
Whether that comes from loss of focus, inability to make solid, sound decisions, increase in farm accidents, and, you know, just overall ability to handle the stress load that comes with running a farm.
Their first workshop is today in DeKalb County. Upcoming workshops will be February 4th in Jackson County, February 24th in Gibson County, and March 13th in Boone County. You can learn more at extension.purdue.edu/farmstress or HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Calling all organic grain farmers. Make plans to attend the Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting February 19th at the Beck Ag Center in West Lafayette. Explore the trade show for organic farming products and services. Network with fellow organic farmers and get your certification questions answered. Register online by searching Indiana Organic Grain Farmer Meeting or call Ashley Adair 765-496-6362. This message brought to you by Purdue Extension and the Indiana Organic Network.
A slow, moderating push continues across the state of Indiana. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we move toward the end of the week, it's going to be very mild, and we end up with some rain. Today is just another step in that process. We're starting to see warm air really move to our area. Southwest flow is going to dominate through this afternoon. Tomorrow, we still see more of that southwest flow, very warm air. Clouds, though, will be increasing ahead of our next weather system. Low pressure tries to lift out of northeast Texas into Arkansas through the day tomorrow, ending up in the Boot Heel area of Missouri by the time we get to sunset. That's going to throw moisture into Indiana first, southwest Indiana, and then spreading across the rest of the state overnight tomorrow night through Friday. With that, we're looking at probably a quarter to at least 1 inch of rain. I think in some parts of southern Indiana, we can push toward 1.25 inches. But it is going to be wet, sloppy. We kind of mentioned that earlier this week. We're moving into mud season here ever so slightly. Behind the rain, which should be Saturday morning to midday, we turn out partly to mostly sunny, but cooler before temperatures bounce right back for Sunday and Monday of next week. The rest of next week, we've got our air masses kind of stratified across the country. Cold air to the north, warm air to the south. We slowly but surely sag back and forth with that through Tuesday, Wednesday, and into Thursday without much fanfare. But Thursday, we start to see warm air win out in the plains, pushing all the way up into South Dakota, and that leads to a big warm-up here on Friday, and that warm-up will come with moisture. Another weather system, another frontal boundary trying to sweep through for Thursday overnight, Friday, and Saturday. Rain totals next week. The second half of the week can be anywhere from 0.5 to 1.5 inches with coverage at 100% of the Hoosier State. Behind it, we are cool for the weekend of the 8th and 9th, or to finish the 8th and go through the 9th. And the cold air stays in here to start the week of the 10th, but it doesn't stay long. Another surge of warm air coming back as we get close to the middle of the month. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. Have a great rest of your day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin.
It's too good to be kept a secret. The Hoosier Ag Today email newsletter. Every weekday morning, it gives you the latest news that's important to Indiana agriculture, plus a review of the farm markets and a customized weather forecast that's just for Indiana. It's free. It's in your email box every morning. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your employees to sign up for the Hoosier Ag Today email newsletter at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.
Gains in corn, beans, and wheat. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review. And the markets did turn around. We'll have the final numbers coming up. First, what happened? We got insights at the end of the session from Arlen Suderman of Stone X. The markets move a little higher. It was apparently a bounce back day, a turnaround Tuesday in the grains and oil seeds, although the moves higher in both the crude market and beans appeared much of the session to be somewhat tenuous. But nevertheless, a bounce back after a pretty rough start to the week, Arlen.
Yeah, I'm going to call it a bounce back. That's certainly the case. We saw the big losses on Monday, and we kind of got our feet under us again on Tuesday, but not all that impressed with the strength, particularly as you indicated, the soybean complex and the crude oil market. Crude oil certainly does have some demand problems yet. We're anticipating that demand's going to improve if the U.S. economy moves forward and may hopefully the global economy. But that's still a big question mark. And OPEC has a lot of oil they've been holding back over the last few years that they can put onto the market. When it comes to soybeans, we've got that South American crop. And in Brazil, it's mostly made. And while drought in the south has pared back production somewhat, as I talked to our Brazil office today, it's still going to be a record crop, they believe, and by a significant amount bigger than last year. When you look at Argentina's crop, they're not as far along in the growing season. And where it's been dry, it's starting to rain now. We've whittled back the areas under stress from two-thirds of the crop now to about a fourth of the crop. And those areas are generally expected to get rains, too, here over the next week to 10 days. So not a lot to rally around when the harvest is starting in center west Brazil with yields coming in better than anticipated.
Staying in Argentina, talk about that export tax issue and what, if any, effect there is on U.S. markets.
Well, I think a significant effect. That's also been one of the things limiting soybeans' ability to go higher. As we see, the export tax on soybeans that was 33%, believe it or not, of value going down to 26%. So still pretty high, but a significant cut there. Also seeing cuts for the derivatives or the products, soy oil and soy meal dropping as well, down to 24.5% from 31% previously. Corn and wheat seeing their drop from 12% down to 9.5%. So we're seeing the bids in Argentina starting to reflect an increased supply there coming onto the world market. And that, too, is creating a cap, particularly right now for soybeans.
We saw on Monday what something in the news can do to the markets, particularly Monday, the DeepSeek story and how that impacted especially the tech-led NASDAQ. Let's get an update, if there is one that you can share, Arlen, on Trump administration tariff policy, if there's anything new and how that might be affecting traders' thoughts about the grains and oil seeds.
I would say it's providing a little bit of a tailwind today for many of the markets as the new Treasury Secretary is indicating more of an intention to scale back the initiation of those tariffs. Originally, they were talking about an immediate 10% global tariff on everybody doing business with us. Now they're scaling that back and saying, well, we're going to start off probably with 2.5% and then ratchet it up month by month until they get to 10%. Now, we still have the threat of a 25% tariff on Canada and Mexico and 10% on China starting Saturday on February 1st if they don't stop the flow of illegal immigrants and of drugs coming across our border into the United States. Now, it's still possible that we'll get the agreements necessary to help close the border to the movement by this weekend, but that leaves us at risk of seeing some significant headline impact on the markets, not only as we get closer to the weekend, but as we open trade again to start the new week.
You indicate that these are indications of a Trump administration policy. Could the markets react quickly to any indications that that's not really going to be the policy?
I think the markets can react quickly if they're open. We saw last weekend the indication where we had a Twitter comment war of comments between President Trump and the president of Colombia over them accepting immigrants that we were sending back to Colombia versus them not allowing them to land versus a tariff war. And that quickly ended within a few hours. The threat of tariffs certainly got Colombia to change their view, but that had a significant impact on market expectations and on the opening of the market on Sunday night. And that's the type of risk that we continue to be at, is what headline like that might impact the markets. over the weekend, at night, during the daytime, whenever it might be. We're kind of in a 24/7 type of environment right now, with social media being the avenue by which Trump initiates policy.
Market commentary from Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist at StoneX. It's the Hat Tuesday market review, and we have higher markets. March corn ended the day up 3.25, 4.85 1/4. May up 3.75, 4.96. July 4.5 cents up, 4.98 1/4. Flat at the end for March beans, 10.45 unchanged, but a penny higher May contract, 10.59 1/2. July 10.72 1/4 up 2. March wheat 9.75 higher, 5.45 1/4. And the meats up. February live cattle 208.55 up 2.87. February lean hogs 85 cents higher, 83.90. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.